Lesson 1, Chord Rhythm. Now, the first thing I'm going to show you is a bit of chord rhythm, the value of which is going to become apparent later on in the course. What I want you to do is play a chord on the first three holes of the harp, drawing in. Don't purse your lips, just open your mouth and place the harp deep enough to cover the first three holes and get a nice rich chord like this. Then blow that same chord. Don't take the harp out of your mouth. Nice and gentle. Now we're going to move down and just draw the first two holes. And then blow the first three holes again. So the whole pattern is this. It's draw the first three, blow the first three, draw the first two, and blow the first three. So this is what we'll have. Just try that. Repeat it several times. Okay, now we're going to do the same thing, but with each breath we take, whether the blow or the draw, we're going to say the syllable hutta, like H-U-T-T-A, hutta. So now, playing the same pattern and saying hutta with each breath, we'll have this. Now be aware that when we say the syllable hutta, that's what I call a soft T or a quick T, as opposed to a hard T, which would be hutta. Now by changing the consonant sound of the T, we can change a bit of the rhythmic emphasis when we play this pattern. Now if we played all hard T's, we'd have this. So just fool around with it both ways, and then just kind of play some one way and some the other way, just depending on how you feel at the moment. Now here's a little variation we can throw in there. We can play. So for this, we draw the first two holes, go to the first three on the blow quickly, and then repeat one more time. And then resume your rhythm here. So now we can do this. And then you can just fool around, throw in that second lick sometimes, and not others. Okay. Now, don't worry about speed, but these things I'm going to demonstrate, I'm going to show you at slow speed to show you how they're done. And I will speed them up so you can see the kind of facility you can get with practice. As the muscle memory develops, you will be able to do these things faster and faster. But if you do try and speed up, only do it to the point where you maintain the integrity of the sound and the articulation. If you start losing it or it gets mushy or incorrect, you're going too fast. Now, this particular rhythm we've been playing, if you do it fast enough, it makes an excellent train rhythm. And if we add one little alteration to it, by just holding the draw chord without the hutta here, and we combine the two, we can make a great train sound. All right, we're going to move along now, but we will be coming back to our basic rhythm pattern later. It's going to be an essential part of learning how to keep a continuum of air flowing through the harp and truly breathing through the instrument. We lock our breathing to the rhythm of the song, and it gives us a rhythmic basis off of which our leads can flow, and we learn to breathe through the harp using rhythm. When you play rhythm, you can zero out your air. That is to say, if you need to take in more air, you can do it while you're playing rhythm, and if you need to release some of the air that's built up in your lungs, you can do that while you're playing rhythm. Playing rhythm is essential.